and you'd have clothes baskets, just my mother had one, and several old ladies I know at that time would have those, and they would get them and call them clothes baskets. And you came to the line, your line was out the door, you hang them up on the line. That's what it was. But really, there was a loading basket for cotton.
Oh,
but
old that's really what it was.
Yeah. But then when they get them, they'd call them their clothes baskets, you know. But then we would use them just the same for loading cotton. And then sometimes we'd take tubs and load our cotton. Out of the smokehouse, out of their cotton house. We had cotton houses to put your cotton in. And you would take it out and load it on your wagon. But you had to use these baskets or either a wash tub, number three wash tub, to load them. Yeah, they had them, what they call them.
Now, like with barrels or these kegs, or you know, like you were talking about, what would they have to hold those?
There would be hooks on those kegs. I guess you see always having some of those be hooks around those barrels. You should be, flour used to be in a barrel.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah. I bought a mini barrel of flour. Flour was in bag, but now you never see no meal in no barrel. But flour would be in barrel.
When you got your meal.
Meal was always in a sack.
In a sack. Well, now, what would you have to put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
They always had top on bottles. Or if you buy a bottle or anything, the top was already on it.
It was already on it?
But I'm quite sure you could buy those extra stopple if you had something you want to stop up. Yeah, you buy those extra stopples and put in your bottle yourself.
Now, did you ever see a little musical instrument that children would play and blow on it, move it back and forth?
No, but they had a little thing they called juice harps.
Oh.
You put them in their mouth and pick them with your finger.
Oh, they picked them.
But I'm mad they did. I said, I didn't see everything. But
did
I
you ever hear of anything called a French harp?
Oh, yes.
That would be different than this juice harp.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a juice harp. That's not a juice harp. Well, you blow them.
Well, what about if you wanted to pound some nails, what would you?
You had hammers, just like you do now, and hatchets, you know, to nail with.
Well, what about the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses? That'd be called the...
That was a tongue.
See, you remember everything. I didn't know how you can remember. You're amazing.
Oh, yeah, that was a tongue. You know, it went up between the horses from the wagon, horse on each side, and they had what they called breast chains to put hook up on the horse's collar to hold the wagon tongue up. And that was at the end of the tongue.
Well, now, what about on a buggy?
Well, you had a harness, you know, very amazing, many people, women kind, however, could hook up a buggy, but I could hook it up, because I'd had to hook it a lot of time for my mother, and they wrapped around a pole, you know, they goes in a shaft, the mule, the buggy had shafts to them, and they go on each side of your horse, you had to learn how to wrap those shafts to hold the buggy up. That's the way you did the boogie. It wasn't like the tongue that goes on the wagon.
Now, how about on a wagon wheel?
They had spokes on the wheel.
They had spokes on the wheel. Well, now, what would run underneath the wagon and connect the wheels?
Oh, well, the wagon had a frame, naturally, and the bed sat up on top of what we call axles to run across like that, and there's four wheels to the wagon, you know, two in the front, two behind. That's the way it was made.
And then the spokes then would be on the wheel.
On the wheel, spokes on the wheel. And that was a tire hold those spokes on.
Well, I see there was a tire. What was it made of?
A wood.
Oh, a wooden?